The basis of this approach is an important study that began in the early 1960s, conducted at the University of Cambridge, called the Cambridge Study in Delinquent Development. It's important to contextualise this study because a lot of our information of what the important risk factors for juvenile offending comes from studies such as this. Basically, it's a longitudinal study. It started in the early 1960s with a sample of 411, mainly boys, who were then aged 8, selected from 6 primary schools in one area of London. In fact, there were no girls included at that time, and only 12 were from ethnic minorities. So the sample is very much a white working class one. Over the next 40 or 50 years, they were contacted 9 times. And what the researchers were trying to find out is which of them have developed what they called a delinquent way of life, and why some of them had continued that delinquency beyond childhood into a life of crime into adulthood.